Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for joining me today for another episode in our Consistency 365 series, where for over a year, because we do it 5 days a week, we are talking about practical ways to show up in consistency, not inconsistency, but in a consistent manner, because it's high time that we
do this. All of us, we know how important it is. We understand the value of it. We know what to do, but we've continued to get in our own way, myself included. So how do we overcome these patterns? How do we overcome these excuses, especially these moments where we just don't care? And today I want to tell you a tool that helps me when I feel like it's too much, or it feels hard, or I think that there's some reason I just can't execute today. Here's what I do. Instead of thinking about where I'm trying to get in the next 6 months, or where I want to be in a year, or by this next upcoming holiday, or whatever that big milestone is in your mind, I shrink down the vision. Who do I want to be at the end of this morning? Who do I want to be at the end of this day? Yeah, you can do who do I want to be at the end of this week, but often when I'm struggling, I need to shrink it down even more than that. So I'm recording this at about 9 in the morning on a day where I work from 5 a.m. to noonish, and then I take over with the kids, and there's a couple hour break in there where I do morning stuff with the kids. Well, I can break down this day between now and when I take over with the kiddos and then ask it again. So who do I want to be by noontime today? What do I need to do to be that version of me at noontime today? And maybe for me today, that means somebody who drinks a lot of water, somebody who stays focused on my work, who doesn't give in to distractions. What do I need to do to be that person between now and 3 hours from now? And then when I shift over back out of work mode into mom mode, who do I need to be? What do I need to do to feel the way I want to feel, or be who I want to be at 5 o'clock today, or 4:30 today, or 9 o'clock tonight? Shrink down that vision. What do I need to be? What do I need to do to be who I want to be in 60 minutes? 60 minutes from now. 3 hours from now. 8 hours from now. When we have these bigger visions, like this birthday is coming up, or this holiday, or this vacation, or this event, it's easy to say, I'll start tomorrow. It's easy to say, like, well, this one decision that I make right now at 8:58 in the morning doesn't really impact where I am in 30 days. But when we shrink down the vision, not only do we approach it with a higher level of confidence because we're giving ourselves less to do, but also we eliminate the appeal and the application of the, this doesn't matter, I'll start tomorrow, because we're just focusing on this micro window of time. So if you're working on consistency and you're having a hard time executing, shrink down that vision. What do I need to do to be who I want to be an hour from now? Not to show up magic wand as the ultimate person I want to be and have that happen in an hour, but for the next hour to be a good hour, or a great hour, an improved hour, an acceptable hour, an effective hour, a productive hour, a healthy hour. And you choose the increment that feels good for you. There are some days where I feel like I can go a day at a time and that doesn't feel like too much. And then there are other times where I'm just a little bit on the struggle bus and I do 1 hour increments, or 3 hour increments, or morning, afternoon, evening kind of increments. But shrink down the vision, get really specific, and focus on that. I'll see you tomorrow.